It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, October 7th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you're stuffed for time, let's get you up to speed. Sorry I've been away for a couple of days. Kids brought home sickness from school and nursery, and it took me down over the weekend, lost my voice. But I've been writing the show, so now that I can just about do this, I'll be adding them back in to the back catalogue. UK electric car registration surged last month in September to 73,000 EV registrations, and over half of the market is electrified in some way. But we care about zero emission vehicles. Well, so far, year to date, it's 22% of the UK car market is pure BEV, diesel 4%. I can't believe in just, well, the blink of an eye, really. We've seen those high diesel rates, 50, 60%, now down at 4% of the market. Tesla have been teasing their new standard range Model Y. There'll be a bonus show later on in your feed all about those vehicles when we get all of the details. But for fewer features and a little less money, would you take the jump? In Germany, BEV registrations rose 32% year over year, but Tesla's numbers fell 9.4% in September. So Germany is really recovering as an EV market. Unfortunately, the Germans at the moment, even though they have their own gigafactory, aren't really falling in love with Tesla again. European plug-in sales climbing 36% year over year. Now, this is the August number. Now, this is all finally in the books, not September. But again, outpacing the overall car market. France saw a big jump last month in September. Almost 30% of sales were plug-ins, and nearly all of those are BEVs. By the way, France is really a pure BEV market and not a plug-in hybrid market, unlike other places. Audi's US EV sales were surging up to 18,000 units in the third quarter of the year. It's a 230% increase. Electric cars, 40% of Audi in the United States. Cadillac also delivering a new record in Q3 of their total vehicles. In fact, a record since 2013. That's incredible, isn't it? And how did Cadillac hit that 12-year record of Q3 deliveries? You guessed it, with electric vehicles. BMW and Stellantis are both doing their version of the federal tax credit. $7,500 off their EVs. You've normally got to get them by about early November, so maybe in a month's grace or so. Dacia are upgrading the Spring, and that's a big deal because the Spring is the cheapest EV in many places. Cheapest EV I can buy at £12,000, but it's also the slowest accelerating to 60 miles an hour and the slowest DC fast charging car on the market, by the way. And they're changing all of that. It now charges at 40 kilowatts DC. Again, not amazing, but what's this car going to be used for? 140 miles WLTP. The pack moves to LFP chemistry, and they're giving it a 100 horsepower motor, which makes usable driving, overtaking normally 50 to 70 if you're on the motorway. It becomes a much more usable car for even occasional short trips as well. But they're maintaining the price, and I can get that Dacia Spring for maybe £12,500 here with some offers at the moment, with the outgoing one as well. I wouldn't really recommend it, because for about £1,000 more you get the Leap motor, but it could be worth a look. Scania launching their high-floor battery electric coach platform, 600 kilometres of range for things like coaches and bus travel. Kia talking about their new PV5 on the dedicated eGMPS platform. Multiple body styles, battery options up to 260 miles, DC charging 150 kilowatts. Production is now underway in Korea. Illinois launching a flat rate charging model. Some chargers in Illinois now do $15 for a session. Now, I don't love that for DC charging, because you should unplug at 80 or 90% when it really slows down, let somebody else move on. But I guess in a shopping centre or big car park, if you leave your car all day, $15 full charge could be good. And Rivian advertising for engineers with experience in LiDAR to integrate LiDAR into their autonomy suite of their next vehicles. That's briefly.